Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Hi, we're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.
Learn how you could eat right when life's tight. Visit snapedny.org.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On February 23rd, the Black History Month film series has its final showing at 6 p.m. in the Sergio Theater. Also on Monday, Chuck's Comedy Club has Jonathan Van Halen at 9 p.m. in the Waterfront at Union. On Tuesday, February 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, and welcome to Miscellaneous Music. It's not working. Oh my God. There we go. This is Miscellaneous 3. We have a lot of people in the studio today because I'm training and I also have a guest. So I'll let my guest introduce herself first.
Hi, guys. I'm Milani's friend. I'm Haley.
Haley, what do you do? Tell me about yourself.
I am a music industry major, a sophomore.
So you guys on? So, Haley.
Oh, we're good?
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah. And I'm just really excited to be here. This is my first time being on radio, on air. Yay.
Yay. Okay, and I have two trainees. I'm turn both mics on. Okay.
Oh. Yo, my name's...
Wait. I'm flopping. Okay, go.
Okay. Yo, my name's Wally. My major is criminal justice. And just chill guy.
Yeah. Bro. What's up? My name is Jacob. My major is sports manager with a minor in coaching. And I coach the club basketball team here on campus.
Woo! Yay! Okay, cool. Yeah, we have a third trainee. She'll be back soon, but her name is Grace, and we have classes together. But yeah, today is just like a mix of everything. This is a me and Haley shared playlist. The first song is by me, so I'll hop right into it. We probably won't be talking for the first hour or so, just because I'm training. But after our second hour, there's going to be a lot of talking going on. So let's just jump right into it. This is Vicious Sensitive Robot by the Marias. Let's do it. Actually, let me turn off the 15 mics that are on. Hold on. Let's freaking do it.
If I need to be true, send my love and I'll send you. Never knock on your door. What do you think you need me for? Tell a lie. You're tight. Nothing better to do. This is something I'm used to. How about you? I got myself so high I can't look down. Do it all to make your day. Anything to take the pain away. yourself in your cell phone. Never stay on the phone. Hanging me up all the time. Tell a lie. So fly again.
Hello. Wait, there's something playing. Sorry. Haley, okay. Help, Haley, can we hear you? Okay. So that was Vicious Sensitive Robot by the Marias. What were your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I really liked the beat. It was catchy. It was soothing. It was like all the above. I really liked it.
Yeah. I'm a really big fan of the Submarine album. Guys, it's really cold. My throat is like messed up. Please don't think about my voice too much. But I only recently heard this like B-side and I was like, wait, this is like fire. So we know if you know me, you know Miss Lonnie's music, you know I'm the biggest Maria's fan ever, my Puerto Rican sister. So I always have to play Maria's song. Our next song is a Samara Joy song by Haley. So wanna explain that one a little?
Yes. Okay. So actually I'm not really sure how I discovered her. Mm-hmm. She's like my jazz goat. She just has like such a nice voice. And honestly, I really like the song because it's just her saying like, oh, like everything inconvenient just happens to me and just me.
That's so 20-year-old girl core.
That's just me core. That's just, yeah. And I love her so much. I wish I can see her live. Also, she got Best New Artist at the Grammys like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, period. I think.
Yeah. I think she should get more recognition. She's amazing. I think we should, bro, not... Let's get Leve and Samara Joy together.
We're gonna figure that out. We're gonna get them in a studio together. Me and you specifically.
Yes, please. Yeah. They need to come here on Woni.
They're gonna come on Woni. We're gonna interview them, both of them, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you wanna say?
Nope. That's all.
Oh gosh, sorry. I just remembered something. Okay. Anyway, let's freaking do it.
You can bet your life it rains. Try to give a party and the guy upstairs complains. Guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. Every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break this jinx for me. That love could turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me.
mortgaged all my castles in the air. I have telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. Fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. And then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me, for me. Everything happens to me.
What a song.
So how did you like it?
I was a fan, actually. I think my mom texted me about it.
Oh.
I saw it when I glanced at my phone in the midst of explaining 15 million things.
Wait, what did mommy say?
She said, cute, heart, you know you like jazz. I think she meant to say, you know I like jazz, but shout out to mom.
Oh, shout out to mom.
Shout out to my family who's listening right now. Love you guys. I hope your family is listening. Shout out to Haley's family.
Yeah, my mom just texted me.
Yes. Thank you for being tapped in.
She says cool. That I should do this.
You should. You can count this as a train. You can count this as a training. My next song is... It's our first K-pop song of the day. Once again, if you know Alani, you know Miss Alani's music, you know I love me some K-pop. So it's always going to come in. So this is actually a solo album release from one of the members of Twice, Chaeyoung. And this is Girl. Song's really good. Album's really good. I recommend it. It's called Lil Fantasy Volume 1. I also really like Downpour, which I played on my show before, if you heard it. But yeah, this song's fun. It's cute, and I really have nothing else to say about it, so let's dive in.
Period.
Let's go. Thank you. That was a... Okay. That was Girl by Chaeyoung.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't it really nice? She has a really nice voice.
I'm adding that to, like, my K-pop playlist.
Period. It's so good. I really, really enjoy it. This isn't the song she's performing at the Twice concert, but really, really good song. I think there's a music video for it. But yeah, nice and, like, calm. She has a really, really nice voice. The whole album has that, like, same, like, chill, like, vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Also, wait, before we go to the next song, my dad wanted a shout-out. Shout-out to Eddie.
Yeah, shout-out to Eddie. Okay, the next song is your song.
Unethical.
Unethical, yes.
Yes.
Any thoughts? Anything to say?
Well, do you know the song Tears of Gold? Like,
no.
It's like it was on TikTok for like a good minute. It was just like, don't you know that I cried tears of gold for you? Sorry, that was really bad.
No, but that was Serve. I really like that.
So sorry.
I don't know that song.
So sorry, everyone. But
Hayley's a singer, guys. She sings.
Not right now. But but yeah. She's really big in China and a lot of like Eastern countries.
Okay. Is she Chinese?
No, actually. People in China just love her.
Period.
Yeah. Actually, I forgot her ethnicity. She's like one of my favorite artists right now. She's such a talented singer. Interesting. And yeah, honestly, just add her to your playlist.
And period.
Yeah.
I'm ready. And we're going to jump straight into Unethical.
Awesome.
Let's freaking do it. No, let's not. I lied.
Can you hear me? That is false alarm. That's just what you always do every time. Watch me when I break and say it's paradise. Set my body aflame. Lock me up and close the door when it rains. Maybe it's my fault I put you up so high. Darling, I think you can make the devil cry. And I've been waiting for the sunset, waiting on a song. You're never sorry, are you? No, you don't even care. Can you stand to watch? Why? Breaking all my bones, shut out your clothes. Come on, right out of my body. Tearing off my skin, just to let you in. Isn't it a bit unethical? Got me on my knees, have you any mercy? Every time you have. My fault, I can't walk away. Maybe I just start to feel a little shame. Oh, I've been waiting for the sunset, waiting on a sorry, but you're never sorry, are you? No, you don't even care. Can you stand to watch? Why? Just to let you in.
Okay, that was unethical. Haley's just stepped out for 2 seconds to grab our third trainee. But, yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. She has a really nice voice. I think I will be adding this to my playlist, actually. Any extra thoughts about the song you want to share, Haley?
Again, she has just such a strong, powerful voice. And honestly, yeah, that's all my comments about her.
Period. Okay. The next song is an Arctic Monkeys clap. I lied. It's not. The next song is the next song is XG. I lied. Next song is XG. I played what I played Gala by them my last show. So this is Hypnotized, also from the same album. Really, really good. It's like Serve. Like it's like Vogue. It's like Serve. So yeah, this is Hypnotized by XG. Thoughts on Hypnotized by XG?
It's already in my playlist. It's added. I think it was really cute. It was like a little fun little beat. I like that a lot.
Fun little beat.
Yeah.
Hypnotized by XG, we love you. We have had calls for doing this at an OK Crew workshop. So hashtag we people, we hear you. Next song is another.
Yes.
By you.
Yes. not a lot of extra comments here. Just another great song. I mean, I sang this for an audition recently.
Because you're the goat.
LOL. But yeah, just another great song. Just, yeah.
By my close personal friend, Fauzia.
Yeah.
Fauzia.
Well, Fauzia?
Fauzia?
Yes. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Her film noir album. Let's do it.
Yes.
Or let's not. Okay.
Oh.
Or let's not do it.
Somewhere else. I don't want any of it anymore.
Did you know that I actually did the background vocals for that song?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, they like contacted me.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that crazy? Wait. Royalties.
My royalties. Yeah. You're actually giving me so many royalties right now.
Roll in the royalties right now.
Wow, thank you for all the royalties you're giving me right now. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, song, in actuality, that song was very, very good. Again, my close personal friend.
Fazia.
My close friend Fazia, who I just met today. I'm very excited. I really like her music.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're about 30 minutes in. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in a little late, my name is DJ Lonnie. This is Miss Lonnie's Music every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Today I am here with a guest, my friend Haley. And I have 3 trainees, but so that's why we've kind of been in and out. But I hope this has been too chaotic for you guys. The next song is one of my songs that isn't showing up right now, which is making me mad. Okay, I lied. It is. This is an Arctic Monkeys song. This is the Arctic Monkeys song I was supposed to play before that I said that I thought was going to play, but it didn't. So I've actually found this song only 2 weeks ago for some reason. Again, I love this album. But yeah, it's called Old Yellow Bricks. It's really, really good. It's been stuck in my head since I saw it. But yeah, let's just hop right in though. Genuinely.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Old yellow bricks, love's a risk, quite a little less. ask apologies look so miffed when you wish for a thousand places better than this. You are the fugitive, but you don't know what you're running from. You can't kid us and you couldn't trick anyone. Houdini, love, you don't know what you're running away from.
Once asleep in a city that never wakes up, blinded by nostalgia. Once asleep in a city that never wakes up.
She was enraged by the way that the emperors were trapped in the cage. And the days she'd been dull, leading to nights reading beer bottles. You're such a fugitive, but you don't know what you're running from. You can't kid us and you couldn't trick anyone. Who need you? Hope you don't know what you're running away from.
City that never wakes up, blinded by nostalgia. Who wants to sleep in a city that never wakes up?
Okay. Wait, something else is going to play. Stop that. Okay. Thoughts on Old Yellow Bricks by the Arctic Monkeys?
I love that. Honestly, I'm a pretty big Arctic Monkeys fan.
I'm actually a big Arctic Monkeys fan myself.
Yes, they're so good.
I've never heard something by them when I'm like, oh, like, man, like, this is mid. Like,
right.
They're never releasing mid, you know?
Exactly. I think they're coming out with a new album, or I don't know if it's already out. I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, they released a song for something.
Yes, they did.
I just don't remember what. But yes, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want to go see them live. They're really cool.
That'd be good.
Yes.
Also. Oh, never mind. I did it. This next song is You. Anything to say about it?
Yeah, actually, this was one of the first songs I learned on guitar. Well, one of
my musician goat.
Well, at first I went to guitar school at like a guitar boot camp, and then that's where I learned, like, I think my first song I learned a guitar was like Strawberry Fields by the Beatles.
Yes.
But the song I learned like later in a different music school, mm-hmm. and it was weird because at first I had this teacher that was really cool, but then I switched to a different teacher, and he was like kind of wacky. I don't want to. Yeah, he was just kind of strange, but he taught me the song
all around.
Yeah,
just kind of a strange guy.
But yeah, he taught me this song, and that's where I learned. He called them pretty chords. Yes, and that's, this song is why I remember Pretty Chords.
Wait, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is an Alanis Morissette song.
Yes.
And I know my aunt is listening, but I know she was a really big fan.
Oh. That's great.
Way back when.
Yeah, this is a throwback.
Oh.
Very big throwback.
Oh. Guys, I haven't even family group chat, I swear I'm going to respond to you. I swear we respond to you. It's been a little stressful in here this episode, but yeah. So yeah, we play some of my last episode. This is a classic from 95.
Yes,
Unk days from the Unk days, Unk. The days of Unk. So yeah, let's just. Oh my god, from the days of Unk. That's crazy. 95. Okay. Anyways, let's do it. Wait, it's actually let's not. Okay, let's do it.
I have no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. Don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your love is thick and it swallowed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for. That's not lip service. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I conditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. Don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault.
So how did you like it?
Alanis Morissette. I had fun. I thought it was good.
Yes.
I liked it a lot, actually. I think that's the first Alanis Morissette song I've heard.
Oh.
Again, I know my aunt is a really big fan of her. Yeah, but I've never tapped
this kind of unk.
This is classic unk music. Yeah, classic unk music for the unks. but yeah, pretty tough. Anything else you want to say about it or no?
No, that's it.
Pretty cool.
Pretty much.
Yeah, this next song is Asciendo by IVE. I have never tapped into IVE, really, but I heard this song like randomly. Like I think I was waiting outside for Lily, my close personal friend Lily, to get out of class. And I was staying outside of IRC, if you go to Sunyani Anton, you know. And this song came up like on shuffle or something. And I was like, what is this? And it was an IVE song. And I was like, whoa, this is really good. So yeah, and this came on yesterday when I was writing my ranking the Descendants movies paper. That was Rule 59 that I turned in at 2 a.m. Because of course, 4.0 student, by the way, though. But yeah, so that came on and it pushed me through because I was fighting for my life.
Well, that's beautiful.
But Asciendo, we love you. It's so good. Yeah, IVE is coming out with an album soonish.
Oh.
Like in a few days or like a week or maybe like, I don't know. But they came out with Bang Bang and that's really, really good. We've also heard whispers of that wanting to be done for an OK Crew workshop. Hashtag we hear you. We see you. We love you.
The people yearn
actually,
for
wait. IVE. OK Crew plug. You should come to OK Prom March 7th if yes. you can.
Yes.
If you don't. I'll be really sad. But if you do, I'll be really happy.
If you come to OK Prom, you'll get a kiss from me. No, you won't. I'm sorry.
He's offering. Oh, it's yelling. We're too loud.
Oh. Whoops.
For everyone listening, so sorry. I'm really sorry. We're so loud.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
fix it. Hold on.
Okay. Left dive. Okay, whatever. Ooh. That's not what's playing, but that just got in my head. Yeah, if you're interested in OK Prom, please go on our Instagram and fill out our ticket form and you'll get a special secret email from me. Not secret. Everyone will get the same email, but still. That was my plug. Come to OK Prom Fridays on 4. We love OK Crew. Anyways, yeah, this is Asciendo by IVE, our like third. Is there a third? No, our second K-pop song. Wow, we're only two? That's crazy. Let's just tap in. They call me the K-pop guy, so let's tap in. Boom.
Yeah. Dear priest, call back that it is so. Behind that got tears. Cause your young will get born. Even then I'm dope, babe. Adam dash my born bed. It's a cast my no way. It's a stuff much. Don't hurt me, watch me, don't touch me. Watch me, don't touch me. Love me, don't hurt me. Watch me, don't touch me. Don't touch me, love me, don't hurt me. Watch me, don't touch me. Watch me, don't touch me. Love me, don't hurt me. Watch me, don't touch me. So good to ascend. We'll be right back. Watch me, don't touch me. Watch me, don't hurt me. Watch me, don't touch me. Show me what else can be. Watch me, don't touch me. Love me, don't hurt me. Watch me, don't touch me. Show me what else can be.
Did you know that I actually was going to debut in IVE?
Yeah, I actually did know that.
Yeah.
But then Cats, I wanted to recruit you.
Oh, yeah. So the Cats wanted to recruit me. And then they were like, we're not going to put you on Dream Academy because, like, you're just, like, too cool and you have too much of, like, a star aura.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I'm really going to blow everyone out the water. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. But I ended up not going because I was like, I really want to go to, like, SUNY Oneonta. You know, like,
right,
I really
want
to go to, like, mm-hmm. instead of, like, being, like, a superstar, like, I really want to go to Oneonta. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm really close friends with all the Cats Eye girls. Like, you know, like, my close person friend Manon, who just went on hiatus. Like, I'm thinking of
right,
her,
wait,
you know?
Like, did she text you why, though?
She hasn't texted me why. Like, I'm waiting for the text back. Like, I just know she's probably, like, really stressed right now. But, like,
right,
I just, like,
right.
I want her to know, like, I keep her in my heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, honestly.
Yeah, of course. Of course, like, I just want everyone to know that, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
We're getting to that time where we're low, like, we're low-key not going to get through every single song, so...
And that's okay.
The next song is Skater Boy. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me what you got to say about Skater Boy.
Okay, again, it was also one of the songs that I learned in guitar school.
Classic.
And what's funny is that I think my teacher wanted me to really sing out loud while playing it. So, okay, by the way, this music school is, like, very small.
What is this niche music school?
What is it called? It's called the Bayard School of Music. It's not
very
a chain
niche.
Or anything. It's, like, literally, like...
Really niche.
The music school from, like, the place I'm from.
Bayard Mansion,
yes. And, by the way, very small area. It's, like, Yeah, I'm, like, in the middle of the, place. And I think everyone can hear me sing because, like, he wants me to sing out loud. And, like, and it's, yeah, so I'm pretty sure I disturbed everyone with their music lessons. Because I remember when I walked out, like, I just got some weird looks and I was like, damn it, like.
No, you're just, like, so goated that they were like, wow, like, how are you not famous yet?
LOL.
You
know? I mean, I was in middle school with, like, my voice was not developed yet, so I genuinely sounded like a parrot trying to, like, do whatever.
I'm sure that you singing bad in middle school is probably better than I could have. I did chorus when I was younger. I actually auditioned for chorus by from The Sentence.
I love that all time,
bro.
Wait, but If Only is such a goated song.
If Only.
Wait, oh, damn it, we should have put it in.
If Only. Wait. Okay, guys, I got the greatest update while Hacienda was playing. I think I mentioned this earlier. I was writing it was supposed to be 4 pages, but I wrote a 6-page paper ranking Descendants.
Okay.
Ranking all the Descendants movies. And from Descendants 1 to 4. And I used, like, their Rotten Tomatoes scores, their Genius, like, lyric pages, like, visits, their viewership totals from, like, Nielsen and stuff, and their award show nominations and wins. I had so, like, that, it was really, really stressful because it was due and I didn't get it done, but it was, like, so fun to write it. And my professor just emailed me back and he was like, this is amazing, this is outstanding, you don't have to fix anything, like, just turn it in.
Beautiful.
My goat, Professor Christiansen, you are my favorite person in the world right now, and I don't think you're listening to this, but if you are, you are the goat. Thank you. I was really stressed out about that essay, but I'm glad you really enjoyed it.
Shout out to Christian.
We love you. We love you over here. But yeah, so that's, I'm riding on a high right now. I'm so happy about that. Something good happening, finally.
I just witnessed her in real time, like, explode. And she turned into glitter.
I got so excited. I was going crazy writing that essay last night, guys. Like, for those who live in Macduff, like, you know, I was sitting in that Macduff lounge, like, in the second floor lounge fighting for my life. Like, it was so bad. I was there from 10 p.m. to, like, 2 a.m. Like, it was, like, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. What? 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to one to two.
It's okay.
That's like 4 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
6 pages in 4 hours, guys.
This is the hardest worker I know, guys.
I'm so locked in. Anyways, the next song is Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. So we're going to jump right into that. And yeah, let's do it. Why did it like sound like everything just turned off? That was kind of scary.
Oh.
That was Skater Boy. That was a classic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, classic. Some unk music, but it is the 2000s, so it's not extremely unk.
Yes,
know?
But like the 2000s, they're like coming back though.
They are coming. It's, you know, it's been Y2K for years, you know?
Yeah.
The 2000s really never left.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, like the 2000s have honestly just been here the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this next song is one of mine. And it's Tommy February 6th. If y'all don't know Tommy February 6th, tap in. Tap in. Make really good music. This is actually a 2005 song, like kind of unk. But actually, I think I just like thought about Tommy February 6th in high school. But I just heard this recently. It's called Lonely and Gorgeous. It's really good. I'm just going to play it. It's going to bring us to our hour mark so you won't hear me for a bit. But we'll be back. So yeah, let's just jump in.
Glass の靴が割れて Arr, what be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Did he?